Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. A look back at World Dairy Expo this week. We spoke to a lot of folks. We did speak to Simplot Animal Sciences, Jeremy Howard joining us, talking about beef on dairy breeding and beef embryos and what Simplot can do.
I travel a lot of the country and I see prices anywhere between $1,000 to $1,200 for beef on dairy calves down to the couple of hundred dollars for the Jersey cross calves or straight Jersey calves. It's an unprecedented time for the dairymen, especially in the beef on dairy market, or even, I guess really it's just the beef market period.
Is there more potential there? Do you think this is going to be more the norm, or do we have room to grow in this market? Where do you kind of see that market going?
So if you look at the beef herd, and I'm talking about beef cows in the United States, our beef herd is the smallest it's been in decades, and it will continue to be that way. In fact, just read an article talking about the status of the beef herd, and right now we're not seeing an increase in the number of beef cows, and that's what's feeding these prices. Is we've got feed yards that need cattle, and in order to fill, they're paying prices that are huge, in my opinion, for those cattle to fill their yards. So we're going to continue to see this. I've seen projections that this will continue into 2025, 2026, and maybe even a little longer. It just depends upon how fast the beef sector can upswing or move their cattle numbers to be able to meet the needs of the beef industry.
There's difference. We can do the beef on dairy or do embryo transplant, and talk about that scenario and why that's more beneficial from a Simplot standpoint.
Simplot Animal Sciences, we produce a beef embryo that dairymen put into a recipient cow of any value, that we create a full beef calf. And really what this allows for a maximization of that beef on dairy. So it really depends upon the options that the dairymen have. If an option is, if they're a Holstein breeder and they're getting $800 out of their beef on dairy crosses, it probably doesn't make sense. But if they're a Jersey dairy that is getting $200 to $400 for their cross calves or even further back down the price, this is something that they can use to increase the value associated with the calves they have. We have a dairyman that are currently getting $400 on their Jersey cross calves, whereas they're selling their full beef calves for $850 to $900. So it pencils for them. And it really is just dependent upon each one of the individual operations. We have other operations that are Holstein operations, and they're using this because they take them all the way to harvest. So they're seeing the value all the way through the calf raising phase, the feeding phase, and then also on the rail. So it really just depends, and it adds a lot of flexibility to them in the ability that they have to hit the market at various price points. Like they could do it like the day olds, like the Jerseys. They could hit it at the weaning price or weaning time, where we see a lot of what we call the native beef calf hitting the market, or on that rail. The packers are used to the native type carcass. They're used to those type of things. There's not some of those idiosyncrasies that are associated with the beef on dairy that we've greatly improved and will continue to improve, but that straight beef option is there for them to be able to maximize their value associated with that calf. There's some other times where we can see some value, and like in one particular Jersey herd we're seeing there in Arizona, they see an increase in the reproductive efficiencies associated with times of heat stress. So they're actually putting embryos in during the really hot times in Arizona, which I don't know when there isn't a hot time in Arizona, but I'm from Idaho. So they see a value in that because they can see the data from researchers. They've seen as much as a 20% increase in reproductive efficiencies associated with using an embryo during heat stress.
Jeremy Howard with Simplot Animal Sciences joining us at World Dairy this week. Also, we spoke to Cheryl Moan with UtterTech. They're celebrating over 30 years, and yeah, she says it's hard to believe as time flies by.
We have been so fortunate to have so many dedicated customers, and when we celebrated 25 years at World Dairy Expo, we actually had some of our customers come up and say, thank you so much for making things that make our life easier. And it just caught me off guard, and it was very touching. And it wasn't just women, it was men giving us, you know, those lovely compliments. So we've been very fortunate.
Cheryl, what goes into some of this technology and just ideas? It's functionality. I don't know. I don't want to say simple and take anything away, but everything you do makes sense.
Well, it really helps when we have customers telling us what they want. And if you just listen, and our booth time is just that, where customers come in and they let us know. And early on, I had farmers come in and say, well, you make gaiters for your legs. Could you make something for our arms? So that's how our milking sleeve became.
Cheryl, you know, we talk about some of the apparel, too. You guys did not overlook the little ones on the farm, too. And I think that was kind of rare at first to have something that the kids could wear as well.
Yeah, I would say we were one of the first ones in the industry, especially with waterproof gear for the kids. And there was a farm safety thing about children. And there was a picture in a farm magazine of a little boy that was crawling a silage pile in his camouflage gear. And you could not see him at all. And we started offering our high-vis kids bibbed overalls shortly after that. And they do cost a little more for us to make, but we leave them the same price as the other bibs that we make because we really think it's important for those farm kids to be seen. And the high-vis really does make a difference.
Cheryl Moen with UtterTech. Learn more at UtterTechINC.com. And also, finally, we spoke to the folks at McClanahan at World Dairy Expo. Their focus was on sand bedding this year for your dairy cattle and operation.
My name is Dave Swartz. I work for the McClanahan Corporation in the agricultural group. We specialize in sand manure separation on dairy farms that bed with sand. We also have some other products that, you know, go along and accessorize with sand-bedded dairy. So our company goes back a long time, back to 1835 in the aggregate business. So it was just kind of natural that we got into the sand-bedding industry with dairy farms.
Dave says it's important to have your goals clear and in mind when making a decision on bedding, like sand bedding.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, we can help with that decision process. If, you know, come to the McClanahan group, we can, you know, discuss bedding options and pros and cons of each type of bedding. You know, we're kind of prone to talking more about sand bedding because it is the golden standard for bedding. It helps with udder health. It helps with overall cow comfort. It's just a little bit difficult to deal with on the back end of things, but we have equipment that, you know, can provide satisfaction on cow comfort, satisfaction on separation, within some of the offers that we have.
Dave, should that be their goal if they're going to use sand? You need some sort of plan in place to do a separation just to be most cost effective? Would that be best?
It would depend on their goals and the size of the dairy and what they plan on doing with that manure after, you know, after it comes out of the barn. You know, separation is great for a lot of people, but maybe separation isn't needed for those dairies that maybe have their own sand pit or sand supply on site, that they don't have that revenue to make it work. With the offers that we have and make it reasonable cost, reasonable maintenance, you know, for these smaller dairies to make it effective for them.
Now, Dave, you're going to scrunch your nose at this one because I thought sand was sand, but not necessarily, correct?
Oh, that's correct. I mean, there's so many types of sand out there that are available from quarries or from, like I said before, from your own, you know, source that you might have local or even on your own facility. Sand type makes a huge difference on not only cow comfort, but recyclability. You can get too coarse, which affects, you know, cows' feet, the size of the sand, the shape of the sand. If it's too sharp, it can penetrate into their hooves and cause, you know, sores and things like that. Plus, if it gets too fine, it'll pack in the stalls. It's like sleeping on concrete. So nobody wants to sleep on concrete. So there's a good mixture between fine and coarse that we like to see that also helps with recyclability.
Dave Swartz with McClanahan joining us on Chasm Radio. And I posed the question, return on investment or the feasibility of using sand, is it cost effective?
Absolutely. You can look at the ROI with a system. Most people don't look in past just the capital cost of a system. You got to look into what's it costing you to dig sand out of your lagoon. You know, how long does that take? How much effort does that take? Are you paying somebody to remove that sand out of there? If you're putting sand out onto your fields, is it good for your crops as well? So recovering sand and recycling sand is not only beneficial for the ROI of the dairy, it's just good practice.
When considering a digester to remove sand from your manure stream, it's important to do some planning and consideration to your own operation.
Yes, we put a lot of our effort into, you know, working with these digester corporations or their developers to put in, you know, proper systems to remove sand, not only recycle sand, but remove as much sand as we can of the manure stream before it goes to the digester. Digesters tend to work less efficient when they start filling up with sand. I have less time for the bugs and everything to do their thing, and you know, your retention time gets reduced. So if you can remove the sand before it gets to the digester, you're not only saving money recycling sand, you're reducing the maintenance and the efforts of those that are putting in these digesters down the road and their costs of removing sand out of the digester.
Dave Swartz with McClanahan, Cheryl Moan with Utter Tech, and also we spoke to Simplot Animal Sciences, Jeremy Howard, Sales and Marketing Manager, and many others. It was a busy week and a fun week at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin.